The Lake Champlain Committee is partnering with the Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation and the State Health Department to develop a reporting system from the trained shoreline spotters. Committee staff scientist Mike Winslow explains that the volunteers will provide reports from 50 sites around the 100-mile-long lake. He says that will provide a better sense of where blooms are or are not occurring.
Monitors aren't going to lead to eradication, but they are going to lead to a better overall sense of the lake's health.
Because blue-green algae is not always easily identified, Winslow explains that the Lake Champlain Committee specialized training for the volunteer monitors is necessary.
There's a whole bunch of stuff out there that people think are the blue-green algae, but really aren't. Pollen can look like algae, so how do you know if what you're looking at is actually blue-green algae or pollen? That's some of the questions that the training helps with. In addition, we have online reporting forms, and we want to familiarize people that are going to be doing this regularly with those forms.
There can be a public health risk if the blue-green algae bloom is toxic. Authorities warn that any lake users, especially children and pets, should avoid any contact with it. Dogs have died after drinking contaminated water, and people could suffer from rashes, stomach aches, and nausea. Vermont State toxicologist Sarah Vos emphasizes that not all species of the blue-green algae are toxic, so monitors must be trained to properly recognize it. Vos also notes that one of the goals of the monitoring program is to funnel the data to an online interactive map.
The purpose of the map is so beachgoers can have a resource to quickly check the conditions on different parts of the lake. And it's good for us because we have a lot of data coming in from many different monitoring sources. And it's really a place for us to integrate all the data into one user-friendly place that we can all look at.
Scientists from SUNY Plattsburgh's Lake Champlain Research Institute monitor 15 sites on Lake Champlain for possible algae formation. But those sites can be 15 to 20 miles apart. And Institute Director Tim Myhook says trained spotters can direct them to specific sites to assess blooms.
Lake monitoring is very important for identifying where these things occur and a lot earlier than we might otherwise detect it. And then we can get there quicker and assess what it is. If it's near a water supply or near a beach or, you know, a place of importance, we can also then go in and take water samples, do our filters, and get the things we need to do to get it to a lab to actually assess chemically whether there's toxin present or not.
Myhook notes that scientists have only rudimentary knowledge as to why a given bloom might produce toxins.
You can have the same species of algae bloom at the same level with the icky green water, and you can go in one of them, and it'll be producing toxin. You can go in another one, and you'll find no toxin. We honestly don't know what the triggers are, but oftentimes, and most of the time, it's not toxic. In terms of toxin itself in the ecosystem, we think it might be an anti-predator mechanism to keep plankton from feeding on it. There's a lot of speculation out there as to why this occurs. There's obviously an advantageous ecological reason for these blooms to produce toxin, or they wouldn't be doing it.
Peak formation of blue-green algae is in August, and heat and low wind aid formation. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.